Welcome to this beginner lesson on creating an offset jungle ride groove for smoky warehouse vibes in Ableton Live 12. If you're into drum and bass, this is one of those tiny details that makes a loop go from sounding like a loop to sounding alive. We're going to take a ride cymbal, place it slightly off the grid, and shape it so it feels darker, looser, and more human. The goal is not a shiny cymbal sitting on top of the track. The goal is motion, tension, and that slightly dangerous warehouse energy. We'll keep this beginner-friendly and use stock Ableton tools only. By the end, you should have a ride pattern that supports the kick, snare, and bass without getting in their way. First, make sure your drum foundation is solid. Load a drum rack or a simple drum loop and set your tempo around 174 BPM, or anywhere in that 172 to 176 zone. In drum and bass, the snare is the spine of the groove, so make sure it lands clearly on beats 2 and 4. If you're building the loop from scratch, keep the kick simple too. You want a strong backbeat before you add any ride movement. If the kick and snare are already feeling good, your ride will have something to lean against. That's important, because an offset ride only sounds intentional when the main drum groove is already confident. Now let's choose a ride sample. Drop a ride cymbal one shot onto a new audio track, or load it into Simpler if you want a little more control. For this style, pick something with a short to medium decay, clear shimmer, and a slightly dusty or rough tone. You do not want a huge rock ride that rings forever. You want something that acts more like motion and texture. If the sample feels too bright, don't worry yet. We'll shape it. If it feels too dull, that can actually work for darker jungle vibes as long as it still cuts through enough to be heard. Now comes the fun part, placing the ride off the grid. Start with a simple 1-bar or 2-bar pattern. Put the ride on the offbeats, and then shift a few hits slightly late. We're talking tiny moves here. In fast drum and bass, even 1 to 3 milliseconds can matter. So don't go wild. A little offset goes a long way. A good starting move is to keep most notes near the grid, then nudge just 1 or 2 hits late in each bar. Try leaving a gap every now and then too. That silence gives the groove space to breathe, and in this style, space is part of the vibe. If you're working in the MIDI editor, you can drag notes by hand. If you're using audio clips, you can adjust the clip timing or start point. And if you want a more controlled swing feel, use Ableton's groove pool, but keep it subtle. Light timing, light velocity variation may beat a tiny bit of random, but nothing dramatic. In drum and bass, you want leaning, not stumbling. Here's a useful teacher tip. Think in phrases, not loops. Instead of making every bar identical, let the ride change slightly every 2 or 4 bars. Maybe one bar has a slightly late last hit. Maybe the next bar pulls back a little. That kind of variation makes the groove feel human and intentional. Now let's do some mixing on the ride so it sits in the track properly. Add EQ to the ride track. High pass it to remove unnecessary low end. Depending on the sample, somewhere around 250 to 500 Hz is a good starting range. If the cymbal has a harsh edge, make a small cut somewhere around 2.5 to 5 kHz. And if it needs a little more air, you can gently lift the top end around 8 to 12 kHz. Be careful here, we are not trying to make the ride sparkling and glossy. We're trying to make it feel smoky and controlled. If it starts sounding too shiny, back off the high end. After EQ 8, add utility. If the ride feels too wide or too flashy in stereo, reduce the width a bit. If it's a dense drop, you may even want it more centered. In a busy DNB mix, monocompatible top-end percussion often works better than a super wide cymbal. Now let's add some grit. A little saturation can turn a clean ride into something darker and more warehouse ready. Add saturator and try just a small amount of drive, maybe 1 to 4 dB. Turn soft clip on if needed, and keep the output level under control. You can also try drum bus very lightly, or even a tiny bit of erosion, if you want a more worn-in top texture. The point is not obvious distortion. The point is to rough up the edges so the ride feels less sterile. This is one of those things that really matters in dark drum and bass. A totally clean ride can feel too polished. A little grime helps it sit beside heavy bass and punchy drums more naturally. If the ride rings too long, shorten it. You can trim the tail in the clip, shorten the decay in Simpler if you're using that, or use a very light gate if necessary. In jungle and warehouse rollers, short top-end flickers often work better than long cymbal wash. You want the ride to pulse, not flood the mix. Now we need to check the balance against the snare and bass. This is the part where the mix either locks in or gets messy. Play the full loop and ask yourself, can I clearly hear the snare? Does the bass still feel like the emotional center? Is the ride supporting the motion without stealing attention? If the ride is fighting the snare, simplify the pattern or move the problem hit slightly. If it's masking the bass movement, darken it or lower the volume. If it disappears completely, bring it up a touch or add a little more brightness. A really good test is to mute the ride for a bar and then bring it back. If the groove suddenly loses forward motion when the ride disappears, that means it's doing a good job. If the track feels better without it, then the ride is probably too busy or too loud. Let's add a little arrangement movement now. Automate the ride so it evolves over time. You can darken it in the intro, then open it up slightly in the drop. You can also bring in a little extra saturation or brightness in the second half of the section to make the energy build. Try this simple structure. In the intro, keep the ride filtered and tucked back. In the first drop, bring it in, but keep it restrained. In the next 8 bars, add a touch more brightness or density. Then pull it back again before the next section. That kind of contrast makes the track feel much bigger, even if the actual changes are small. Here's another cool move. Resample the ride once you like it. Create a new audio track. Set the input to resampling and record a bar or two of the groove. Once it's printed to audio, you can chop it, reverse bits, move tiny slices late, or create a custom fill. This is a great way to make your top-end percussion feel more unique and less like a stock loop. If you want to get even deeper, try layering 2 ride sounds. Use one cleaner ride for the main pulse, and a quieter, dirtier ride underneath for texture. Or duplicate the ride and mute a few notes in the second layer, so it acts like a ghost shimmer under the main pattern. That can add a lot of depth without making the groove obvious. A few common mistakes to avoid here. Don't make the ride too loud. If you notice the cymbal more than the groove, it's probably too hot. Don't overdo swing. In D&B, too much swing can make the drums lose their drive. Don't let the ride clash with the snare. The snare needs to stay in charge of the backbeat. And don't forget mono compatibility, especially if you've added width or chorus. Always check that the ride still behaves when summed to mono. One more pro tip. Sometimes the best move is less ride, not more ride. A sparse pattern with a few well-placed late hits can feel way bigger than a constant cymbal stream. Silence creates contrast, and contrast creates power. So if you want to make this groove feel really smoky, keep it subtle, keep it a little late, and let the snare stay strong. That push-pull between the ride, the backbeat, and the bass is what gives darker drum and bass its tension and its movement. To wrap up, here's what you've built. A ride pattern that sits slightly off the grid. A darker, smoked-out top-end texture. A cleaner relationship between ride, snare, and bass. And a simple Ableton processing chain that keeps everything controlled and musical. If you want to practice this properly, make 3 versions of the same ride pattern. One basic and clean, one with a couple of late hits and a touch of saturation, and one stripped back with fewer notes and a darker filter. Then switch between them every few bars and listen to how the energy changes. That's the lesson. Small timing moves, smart tone shaping, and a little restraint can turn a simple ride into a serious warehouse groove. Now go make it lean, make it smoky, and make it hit.